Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that once again we get to sit before you and your Word, knowing that you want to teach us about yourself and you want us to know about Jesus and your sovereign plan over our lives. So today we ask, by your Holy Spirit, that you will guide us into all truth, and teach us your ways, and then help us to live according to those ways in this world. We give you thanks for these things. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Maidens Gathered, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 8. The decree has been sent out, and fair maidens are being gathered together all over the lands of Persia. King Ahasuerus desires a new queen, and young ladies from all over the empire are to be gathered together to be housed and cared for by the king's chief chamberlain for a time of beauty treatment. We were introduced to Mordecai and his young cousin Esther, and in chapter 2 and verse 8 of the book of Esther, we discover more about how Esther enters this mighty plan. We read, "So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women." We begin our study of this verse with these important words, "So it came to pass." It is always beneficial for us if we realize that the events in our lives come to pass. Let us keep this in mind as we consider what we have learned about Mordecai and Esther thus far. Mordecai was taken away from his homeland along with the others in Judah, and Esther lost both her parents and was now in the custody of her older cousin Mordecai. Both of these traumatic events came to pass. The verse continues, "When the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace." We have imagined in the past what a huge undertaking this must have been. 127 provinces were notified about this venture for the king, and any fair young maiden was invited to participate. We might think about it like a beauty contest. Men of such great power as the king were expected to have a beautiful queen. And now that Queen Vashti, whose beauty was the impetus for this event in the first place, is now banished, we can imagine the excitement and trepidation there must have been among the young ladies as they were brought to the winter palace in Shushan. The verse goes on to say, "to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women." All of these young ladies were brought to Haggai, which is just another spelling for the word Haggai, from whom we learned about in verse 3 of this chapter. His job was to give them beauty treatments, proper diet, manners, and preparations for being the new queen. In other words, he was to keep watch and ward, have charge of, protect, and save the lives of these girls if needed. Esther was among all the young maidens who were gathered. Can we not see the mighty hand of God working through difficulties at this point in the story? Did it really just so happen that the king held a feast? Did it just so happen that the queen refused his request to appear? Did it just so happen that she be banned from the throne? And did it just so happen that there needed to be a search throughout the kingdom for a new queen? Did it just so happen that Mordecai was exiled to a new country and was chosen to be the one who raised Esther? Did it just so happen that Esther is gathered among the group of fair young maidens? If we ponder these questions for a while, we may begin to look at our own just-so happenings and conclude that if God had a plan for Mordecai and Esther, perhaps he has a plan for the events occurring in our lives as well. Next time, we see the favor Esther gained with Hegi. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word.